Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Warsler moves to third. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. There goes Jolly. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-0 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-1 in the game. Swanson bunts towards third. Werber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warsler scores. Cook moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Warsler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Hoedap moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoedap scores. Warsler scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell strikes out. There goes Alexander. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoedap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hoedap moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wärtsilä is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Wärtsilä takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. Johnson moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wärtsilä settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wärtsilä fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wärtsilä scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.